This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That is the telephone number you will want to dial should you wish to join in the conversation on this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show, everybody. Again, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. And we're going to have a COVID-enchanted evening today here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Cut you right off there, Captain. He is the Lord, the Captain, the Kickass.
I'm trying to think of all the titles now.
Reverend.
Doctor.
Have you gotten Doctor?
Yeah,
you got Doctor.
Gave me an honorary
so Doctor,
doctor.
Reverend,
Lord. Captain Kickass?
Lord of not all of Scotland, but one very important square foot.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. The square foot that makes it possible for me to be a Lord. But also, you know, doing my part for the environment.
Hey, there you go.
Yay me. I would love to have them, like, inscribe everybody's, you know, names whoever donated to this mm-hmm. plot of land in Scotland where there's this nature preserve. And, like, just to go and see Captain Kickass written on this 1 foot by 1 foot plot of land, that'd be great.
Just plant flowers in the exact shape of your name.
Yeah, whatever's clever. There's so much crap going on. And it's all somewhat related to COVID, I guess. It's, you know, from my perspective, it's all about the government's overreaction. I keep seeing people writing, oh, it's because of COVID, and it is because of COVID, and because of COVID, and all these things suck because of COVID.
And that's the thing. Like, it's the assumption that with this virus comes everyone's reaction was the only possible way that we could have reacted to this. There was no way that that we could have a different reaction to this.
Right. There was no variety, no choice.
You know, never mind that there are entire countries that reacted differently and saw better outcomes.
Mm. So some of the things, and I'll just rattle off these headlines here. We could talk about any of them at, you know, any point in time or as we go through the evening. Recession may kill more than COVID kills. We've been saying that for a long time here on mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, but somebody else has put together quite the enlightening article on the subject, and we could talk about that. Normal, maybe in 7 years. That is according to an article from, I don't remember where it's from. But
repeat after me, this is normal.
But
this is the new normal.
Yeah, I've said that it's not going to end. The whole, you know, masking and social distancing and all that kind of crap, the no concerts and all that kind of, it's only going to end when people decide to end it. Government's not going to suddenly one day go, oh, it's over. Okay, everybody go back to normal.
I've been kind of divided on that one, because on the one hand, I could see the political maneuvering of, like, okay, now that Trump's out, we want to make the Democratic Party look good, so we'll have a recovering economy, so we want to make sure that everyone knows the vaccines are really effective, so we're going to change the cycles that they test for,
well,
so the numbers go down.
Well, you should mention that, because this, I just looked at it, it's from Bloomberg.com, and it says, when will life return to normal? Question mark. In 7 years at today's vaccine rates. So, yeah. While your theory does make some sense if the Democratic Party is trying to, you know, sort of self-aggrandize mm-hmm. themselves by doing things in a certain way and, you know, that kind of thing. According to this, if, you know, things keep going, it's going to be 7 years before it can even potentially be thought of.
Well, and the other side of me has been arguing, well, when the government takes something away, they do not give it back.
That is true.
You know, I mean, look at the past. Look at the income tax. It's just a small, like, 1, 2, 3% tax only on the very wealthy just until we get through this world war.
Yep.
And I'm sure as soon as the world war is over, they'll repeal it. Speed limits. You know, it's just a short-term thing while we've got this gas crisis going on.
Well, they did the same thing with the TSA and the Non-Patriotic Act.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody forgets very quickly, and maybe not people here on Free Talk Live, but the general population. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever you remind them, they're like, it was? Like, yeah, that all started as a temporary thing. The whole TSA, mm-hmm. all that crap. The Patriot Act, you know, remember the colors? The yellow, blue, green, you know, the mm-hmm. levels of threat, right? Which have since gone the way of the dodo.
We've gone from mauve threat level to periwinkle threat level. Right. Is that an improvement?
We got some burnt umber in there. All my favorite crayons. Yeah, so there's that.
Just briefly, since you bring up the USA Patriot Act, which was the exact moment when I stopped appreciating or trusting any kind of abbreviation like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, I was, you know, telling everyone, it's like, okay, look, here's what's in that. They can, for no reason, they can decide that anyone is a terrorist.
Yes.
Once they do that, you have no rights. You don't get a trial. You don't even necessarily get to stay in the country for your imprisonment. And now, two decades later, now they're starting to do the whole domestic terrorist.
Right, I was going to say, right now, somebody's yelling at their radio, well, that was only for people outside of you. No. Mm. No. It's for people inside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I believe that is where the next, quote, war, unquote, is going to go. We've already seen, the CIA, the FBI, you know, all the outfit agencies are worried about domestic terrorism mm-hmm. as a result of what they're calling the siege on the Capitol, which was just like a bunch of people who showed up.
Right, the insurrection. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, that wasn't an insurrection. Yeah, I was talking with a lady today, and like I said, yeah, it wasn't an insurrection. She's like, keep your voice down. So I've got to say, now that my voice is radiographically emphasized, it wasn't an insurrection.
You are nationwide, pal.
I am.
Also, forced detention at Camp COVID Canada. Now, there's probably that same guy who's yelling at the radio right now. Tonight. I've said, oh, but that's in Canada. Well, don't think it can't come here, pal. There is a man who has been forcibly detained against his will in Canada for what they're calling a COVID event. Mm. So it's the quarantine. He's like, well, I don't want to be here. But he has to. He has no choice. They put him in Camp COVID Canada. We can talk more about that. Also, all of a sudden, you know, people, I'm sure, have been hearing about, well, COVID-19, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the South African variant, or South American, I don't know which one.
I hadn't heard on that one. I heard about a variant in England. And
I believe that's the South African or South, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The South something or another variant. And so, of course, I predicted, I'm like, oh, great, now they're naming mutations after geographic areas. You know, all of a sudden there's going to be, it's never going to end because they're going to discover another, you know, mutated form of this thing.
Right.
Oh, and sure enough, this popped up today. Suddenly, 4,000 COVID variants.
Yeah, I heard a couple of people talking, and it's like, yeah, you know, the such and such person I know caught the second wave, and I think such and such person got the third wave. It's like,
what are you talking about, surfing? Or?
Right. And it's, no, there's 4,000 of them, apparently. Well, and that's the thing. This is what viruses do. They mutate. So if you make it a new virus every time it mutates, you will never run out of them.
Right. And thus, the government will never run out of reasons to take more for them, to take more of your life's effort, to lock you down even harder, to make you obey their ridiculous mandates that have been shown to be
completely preposterous. Well, we had to take your business. It was SARS-CoV-2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Right. SARS-4872.
Yep.
Yeah. So all of those things, plus, you know, your calls and thoughts on the matter, again, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind. And I just had to, I know it was talked about on the show, but maybe I won't talk about it. Maybe I will. We'll see what my brain does. I have a weird brain.
All right, let's roll the dice.
I told that to somebody else once, and I was at a job with them, and they got to know me after, you know, 6 months or so. And I go, you really do have a weird brain. Thanks, man. 603-283-6160. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the live call-in radio talk program, nationally syndicated, plus on satellite and, well, of course, on the internet everywhere. Technically, we're a global entity. The World Wide Web is worldwide.
That's true. And spends quite a bit of time, too.
Yeah, where you can call in at 603-283-6160 and take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
And we kicked things off by talking about several articles in the news surrounding COVID, and we're happy to talk about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Captain Kickass and Mountaineer. How are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is tomorrow, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You're right near New England, but Massachusetts, of course. You're not that far from Gillette Stadium. Maybe, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours at most.
Sure.
Tomorrow, Tom Brady will definitely win the Super Bowl for Tampa Bay. The fly in the ointment is that he's not going to be representing the Patriots. He's going to be representing Tampa Bay. It didn't have to be that way. Patriots owner and Robert Kraft did not want to pay Brady the money that he wanted.
That's
so
correct.
Brady walked.
Yep.
And that's the tragedy of it all. The reason why Robert Kraft did not pay him the money, he is a rabid Zionist, and I guess it'd be better that he give his money, to millions of dollars, to Israel.
Is he
now,
foaming at the mouth?
Argue, well, it's his money. He
Scott?
Can do what he wants with it. Yes, he can.
Is he foaming at the mouth?
The tragedy is that he destroyed his franchise, and I know that Tom Brady had a few more Super Bowls under his belt for the Patriots. But anyway, be that as it may, that's never going to materialize because of Kraft's misfortune.
I'm sorry, I gotta. You lost me there. What does Zionism have to do with putting Brady on one team or another?
I'll tell you what I mean. Robert Kraft is a rabid Zionist, meaning he gives millions and millions to Israel. If with the money that he gives to Israel, he should have given less to Israel and paid Tom Brady's salary, and Tom Brady would have stayed on. That's what I mean.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Scott. We appreciate that. Oops. Okay. Well, I think I just hung up on the wrong guy.
No.
John in Michigan, if you're listening, give us a call back, will you? At any rate, I wanted to clear something up. First of all, Robert Kraft did not ruin the franchise of the New England Patriots. He did indeed do something that no other team in history will probably ever do, which is win a whole bunch of Super Bowls with Tom Brady. So, yeah, to let a guy go when he's over 40 and maybe still has an arm, it's better to let a guy go too early than too late when you're talking about sports franchises. Did he still have some arm left in him? Of course he did, as he's shown. But to say that Robert Kraft ruined the franchise by not paying him, and because he's, you know, giving money elsewhere, that's not really accurate. So I just want to clear that up. It sounds like Scott is rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. I call them the Chiefs because there was an old Snickers commercial back in the day where they showed the guy who paints the end zones with the team logos, and he's doing a job, and some guy comes up and he's like, "Hey, nice job, but who are the Chiefs?" The E in Chiefs. And it's like not going anywhere, or going anywhere for a while, or something like that. This commercial, so yeah, good times.
Only thing I know about the Super Bowl is that California passed a rule that you're not allowed to show it in bars in California.
Yeah, we covered that here on Free Talk Live, and how horrible is that? The thing that I was contemplating on weighing in on in the first segment was the fact that. You know, the Super Bowl happens, and then the next, like, sort of big party event is Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this was talked about either yesterday or the day before on Free Talk Live, but I just want to say that it is dumb that New Orleans has basically declared martial law during Mardi Gras. They're not allowing restaurants and bars to even open, much less people to participate on Bourbon Street as they normally would, mm-hmm. or even in some bastardized fashion with, like, gotta be 6 feet away from each other and wear a mask during Mardi Gras or whatever, right? There won't be any drinking in the streets. There won't be any carnival. There won't be any beads being, you know, thrown at people and this, that, and the other stuff, all the stuff that Mardi Gras is famous for. So it's dumb, and it's going to get worse. One of the things that we've been projecting here and saying is possible to happen is the same thing that this article from Fortune.com has been saying, which is the COVID recession may kill more Americans than COVID-19 does.
Yeah, we've been covering the deaths of despair, as they're called. And that has definitely shot up. Suicides shot up. Alcohol deaths have shot up. I mean, it's just been a mess.
Drug abuse, domestic violence, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Yeah.
And these are predictable results when you basically imprison people in their homes.
Right.
You know, for lack of a... Or institute martial law, save for the tanks in the streets.
Right.
Right? Yeah, we don't see
it's
any
of that. It's a kinder, gentler martial law.
It's martial law light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the light version. You don't have to install the full thing.
Well, and I think we're going to see a much harsher version of it this time around, because last time... Okay, so martial law is where it all comes under the power of the military.
Yes.
So last presidency, he had kind of a hands-off approach on this. He's like, no, I'm just going to let the states figure out what they're doing. Now, this president, on the other hand, that does not seem to be his approach at all. So you will see him absolutely backing any kind of move that is to shut down or destroy our culture, to make sure that we don't have any of our ordinary identifying events, and you will have his absolute approval. So it really is martial law, because this comes all the way up to the commander-in-chief.
This article goes on to say, the economic effects of COVID-19 could prove deadlier than the disease itself. And by the economic effects, he means the economic effects of the government's overreaction to the COVID-19.
Absolutely. And we've seen so many small businesses shutting down, never to reopen again.
That was my opinion on the New Orleans bit. It's like, well, these people just want to really finish off these small businesses who depend on, you know, this one, you know, week or 2 weeks, whatever it is, surrounding the Mardi Gras period where they really rake in the bucks. Mm-hmm. And that makes or breaks a whole bunch of these people's businesses, and it's going to break more.
This might actually break the entire city, and it'd be strange to see, like, okay, hurricane, yeah. flooding, no problem. But government restrictions? Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, this just-released research, which concludes that the total lives lost to the virus in the U.S. may far exceed those immediately related to the acute COVID-19 critical illness. The recession caused by the pandemic can jeopardize population health for the next 2 decades. 2 decades. That's 20 frickin' years. But, you know, if it only saves one life, we must lock people down. We must force them to...
If it only saves one life, we're happy to sacrifice four.
We must kill everybody's freedom and all the small businesses just to, you know, whatever. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of 2 continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden appears to be willing to remove a push for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage as part of his COVID relief package. In an interview with CBS News that will air on Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe the wage hike will survive the budget reconciliation process and that he's ready to push for a standalone bill. But some members of the president's party are insisting the wage hike remain in that bill. Representative Ro Khanna of California is one of those congressmen, telling MSNBC that it would be a mistake to take the provision out of the COVID relief package.
We have to fight this and make sure it's in reconciliation. It would be a colossal mistake not to include this in the package. The House can pass it with $15, and then we ought to, in conference, insist that it's in the final package. I don't think we should unilaterally strip it from this bill.
This is USA Radio News. The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Liz Cheney over her vote last month to impeach former President Trump. The censure document said that Cheney voted to impeach without President Trump being given due process. Following the vote, Cheney released a statement saying she was honored to represent Wyoming and would continue to work on the issues that are important to the people of the state. Cheney also survived a vote earlier this week to remove her from her position of leadership among House Republicans. She remained conference committee chair Wednesday by a 145-61 vote. California Governor Gavin Newsom says new guidelines for indoor church services will be issued after the Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on services as a COVID-19 restriction. The court ruled late Friday that the state's bans violated religious liberties. The rulings say California cannot completely ban services, but can enforce restrictions on the number of attendees as well as restrictions on singing and chanting during the service. The governor's office says they plan on enforcing the restrictions that the court left in place. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's me. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Speakless Mountaineer.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. So we were talking about this article from Fortune.com titled, "The COVID Recession May Kill More Americans Than COVID-19, the Disease Does." And they're talking about some newly released research. And they go on to say the new working paper by authors at Duke University, Harvard Medical School, and the Johns Hopkins University Business School focuses on the almost instantaneous unemployment of millions of workers in March That's of last year. And April, the unemployment rate jumped from nearly the lowest in 50 years to the highest since the current measurement system began in 1948. While it has come down, it's still at its highest rate since the recovery from the 2008-2009 financial crisis. The authors wondered how unemployment affects mortality and life expectancy years later. Little research on that question existed, so they conducted their own analysis using 67 years of data about unemployment, life expectancy, and death rates from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They were able to separate the effects of the unprecedented 2020 unemployment spike from other factors that affect mortality and life expectancy. Their main finding, over the next 20 years, 1.37 million more people will die than would have died without the unemployment shock that the pandemic caused, a number the researchers call staggering.
And again, it's not what the pandemic caused. It's what the response to the pandemic caused. And I'm not saying there wouldn't be some unemployment shock from just the pandemic itself. Like, I'm in massage therapy, and we had to close down before we were ordered to because people were too concerned about this to come in. So, yeah, there would be some shock there, but nothing compared to the everyone who is not essential must stop.
And the whole, who gets to decide who's essential?
Right.
Right. There's a whole other topic there. But
yeah, we used to think that, you know, the government deciding which jobs would happen and which ones wouldn't was a bad idea.
So we can keep talking about this, but first let's go to, we have Egbert calling from Michigan. Egbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. It's a wonderful service for our wonderful country, America, and Canada. We love Free Talk Live. I've been to Hanover, New Hampshire, to visit Dartmouth College.
What's on your mind tonight?
We live in Michigan, just 24 miles west of Grand Rapids, along Lake Michigan. We raise onions and kale, all kinds of healthy vegetables. Onions are a natural antiviruses. They kill the viruses and bacteria in our body. They help nourish the T cells in our bones, which kill cancer cells, bacteria, viruses, and so forth naturally.
Uh-huh.
We believe in naturalism and natural immunity. And we know what we're being scared to death by our governor here, Gretchen Messer-Whitmer, in Lansing, Michigan. And the old people live through Nazism and fascism and communism. The same thing's happened to our wonderful country through the federal government and some of these politicians in Washington, D.C. But anyways, eat a lot of healthy onions. There's a newspaper called the Onion Newspaper. I'm not sure it's available in New Hampshire, but they talk about onions and what a natural food it is. It's growing rich black mulch, muckland, and human Michigan in the western Michigan. And so not very expensive, very inexpensive for people to eat, and they'll keep you healthy. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Albert. We appreciate it. You know, it goes without saying, maybe it doesn't, but, you know, eat healthy. You know, I'm a big dude. You know, I eat more than I expend, but I'm eating healthier than I ever have, right? Mm. I'm eating good stuff, wholesome foods, you know, home, you know, all the non-GMO, no hormones, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, but what I haven't heard, of course, was government recommending any of that during this.
Right.
You know, where does nutrition come in, government? Where does, you know, all of the natural, where does boosting your immune system come in, Mr. Government? You know, because you haven't talked about that. All you've talked about is the vaccine and the masks and the mandates.
Well, they don't want you to develop your immunity. They want to develop the immunity for you scientifically and then sell it to you and or require that you put this into your body. And I'm glad he brings it up because nutrition is incredibly important and completely underrated. I mean, doctors are barely trained in nutrition whatsoever, and it's the fundamental basis of your entire body's chemistry. And, yeah, onions are a great example. They're antiviral, antifungal. They're incredibly good for you. Garlic is another one.
Yep.
They're delicious. They're great for your immune system. I mean, if you get a cold, what do you want? Well, you want, chicken soup, right? Well, what do they always put into those soups, you know? Onions. Yep. Sometimes garlic.
There was, I want to call it an old wives' tale, but I think it's accurate. They would, if there was a sickness going around the house, you know, when people had large families on the farm and that, they would take an onion and chop it in half and just leave it sitting out. And the idea there was that the onion would absorb whatever the bad stuff is in the air. And so onions have been known for a long time to have, you know, very positive effects.
Well, and scientifically speaking, it's not far off from that. So one way of looking at it is that it absorbs what's in the air. But another way is to, okay, well, scientifically what's happening there is the molecules from the onion are getting out into the air. And that's why, you know, you cut an onion, it's very easy to smell it.
Yes.
And it's a very potent chemical, which is, you know, part of what triggers you tearing up. But that also will kill the particles that are in the air, the bacteria, the viruses, the fungal spores that are in that room will be killed by the molecules that are circulating from the onion. And it's weirdly enough, like, this is why the whole myth of vampires being killed by garlic or being warded off by garlic comes from.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the same sort of thing where it's a powerful antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial. So if you cut open a clove of garlic, the same kind of thing happens, where the molecules from that garlic go into the air and start killing all of these pathogens that are in your air. And you know, just to wrap up on the vampire note, like, that's why the other things that would kill or ward off a vampire were also so the silver. Silver is also antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, and sunlight, again, an incredible disinfectant.
Yeah, the sun was out yesterday. I had an opportunity to do some stuff outdoors at my place. And so I did, because I'm like, oh, I got to go stand in the sun. And it was refreshing. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Sunlight is incredibly underrated. So, I mean, you've got the vitamin D thing that people know about. There's also the fact that it's too powerful of a radiation for single-celled organisms, but it's fine for multi-celled organisms like us. And there's also the fact that it triggers your metabolism. So when your body, when your eyes sense for a long period of time that there is sunlight, which is 10,000 times more powerful than artificial light, it makes your body go into full metabolism. Because it's like, okay, it's the daytime, you should be awake, here's the full dose of your metabolism.
It's called wake-up mode, which I wish a lot more people were in wake-up mode.
Indeed.
When it comes to the government's overreaction to this thing known as the COVID-19. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on. Come on and listen to the show. The show that is nationwide on radio stations everywhere. The show that is on some satellite somewhere that I'm not really certain where, but it is. Also on the internet at freetalklive.com. It is Free Talk Live. That's the name of the show. That's what we do here. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily, but first, I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be very smooth. I know mine is. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. Koinomi. Specifically,
thou shalt not badmouth the Koinomi.
These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com/upgrade. All right. Going to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the Democrat Party was the party that seceded from the Union because they wanted to keep human beings as slaves? And did you also know that the Democrat Party was the party of segregation and of Jim Crow? And did you would not believe the amount of people that don't know that. They actually think it's the Republican Party. And did you also know that the Democrat and Republican Party continue to cause nothing but racism, separation, and segregation amongst all of us with their manufactured and their engineered problems? And we still give these losers our money. That's the unbelievable thing about it. They're a bunch of crooks. They're no different from the mafia. And I think it's ridiculous. And the only person that was ever going to save us was Donald Trump. And you've seen what they did to him. God forbid somebody comes from the outside and tries to get in on their little cabal and their little trickery they got on us, the American people, look what they'll do to you. They'll destroy you. For 4 years, they came after this guy, man. And look what they had to do at the end. They're still impeaching him. He's not even there anymore, and they still need to impeach the guy.
I don't think the impeachment's going to go through. I don't know if you were up on this, but Rand Paul had called for a vote on the constitutionality of impeaching him. And enough Republicans said no, it was not constitutional, that if they then try to impeach him, then the impeachment isn't going to go through. So if they bring this up,
it's the Republicans. They're a bunch of spineless losers also, and they're also in on the big cabal, and they're a huge part of the problem. And we need to get rid of both parties, because both parties do nothing but fight amongst each other, and I believe it's all fake. It's a huge stage show over there in D.C. They think they're a bunch of actors and actresses. That's why everybody in Hollywood's such good friends with all these losers.
Well, hey, Cuomo even won an Emmy.
Actors and actresses on earth, sir.
Well, yeah, no, that's absolutely true, because if you look at how produced politicians are, specifically the presidents, and I'm talking about all of the presidents since I've been alive, they all have makeup people before they go and they give their speeches. They all have professional scriptwriters that put together whatever it is they're going to say. They have
100%.
They have teleprompters whenever they give a speech to make sure they don't forget the words that these speechwriters that they've hired, that, you know, they've hired professionals like the kind that Hollywood would use to write these speeches for them. There's no difference at all. It is a big act.
It's a huge act. The whole thing is a huge act, and it's a huge sham on us, the American people. And believe me, we've lost power a long time ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump just put a huge magnifying glass on what's really been going on. And we know now, man, they're nothing but a bunch of corrupt people that need to go, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Agreed, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. He's speaking the truth. I can't really disagree with him, other than Donald Trump was the only guy who was going to... Donald Trump was never going to save anybody.
Well, he did kind of present as that, though. I mean, he was the outsider. And, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be an insider that could change this.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of libertarians, we were, you know, really hoping that, you know, we could get Ron Paul in there and maybe he could, like, really tone this down. And we did at least get a chance to, you know, get... And I think they'd be a lot worse to Ron Paul than they were to Trump, but because, I mean, he was in the club, he just wasn't in the VIP section.
Right.
He wasn't tearing this down, the control structure, the economic system, all of that. But, you know, he was getting in the way, and you saw what they did to just keep him from, you know, doing all the great stuff that he had promised if he had tried, like making peace with Russia. They put him in a position where that was completely untenable.
I don't see any politician in my lifetime for president, I don't see anybody keeping really any of their campaign promises. Ever. Like, in the entire time I've been alive.
Well, there's a few campaign promises that I expect Biden will keep. Like, I think one of his campaign promises was to go after those darn domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
I bet you anything he's going to keep that one.
Yeah, and, well, we know who he's going to target for those.
Oh, yeah.
People who love freedom.
Oh, yeah.
And that, in and of itself, is the great sadness of what is about to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 70% of the Republican voters think that Trump legitimately won the election. Okay, well, guess what? That 70% of that chunk of the population, you are now in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
You are the domestic terrorists. You are the ones that they're going to use the Patriot Act against.
Oh, yeah, and whatever other... Biden's put, 40 executive orders into action? 40 plus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Let's keep going with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
On Thursday in New Mexico, by the way, let me mention here for the benefit of the maybe people who went to public school, New Mexico is one of the 50 states of the United States. It is not a part of some foreign country,
mm-hmm.
But In the state of New Mexico on Thursday, a state cop pulled somebody over. The driver was a subject of an ongoing narcotics investigation and was en route to Las Cruces, New Mexico, in a drug deal. And the cop pulled him over, assisting members of Homeland Security. The subject got out and opened fire and then got back in and drove away and got stopped again and got killed. But a cop got killed. And what I call to talk about is dangerous rhetoric. When you hear all this garbage about how, you know, a cop that gets itself killed in a drug bust is a fallen hero, you know, and that kind of dangerous rhetoric only inspires more cops to make the same bad choice and to reap the same gruesome consequences and makes more citizens keep reelecting crazy politicians who support the war on drugs, politicians who are tough on drugs in order to win elections. They have no qualms about buying votes with cops' blood. They put on this talk about a fallen hero and all that nonsense, and they whine like crybabies, but they have no qualms about buying votes with cops' blood. They just whine like crybabies when the bill comes due.
Oh, yeah.
And there is another dead cop in your face, people. If you've been voting for candidates like that, you're not pulling the trigger, but you're pulling the lever, and it's going to keep his dangerous rhetoric. And, you know, when you see posts on social media talking about your fallen hero this, fallen hero that, you should call out the platform and say, hey, look, these people are spouting off dangerous rhetoric that's only going to continue encouraging more cops to make the same bad choice and reap the same gruesome consequences.
Yeah, I agree. The rhetoric and the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
You combine those two things together, you feed it directly into people's brains via things like television, mainstream media, and you get what
and
we
Twitter.
Have. And, well, yeah, I mean, I consider Twitter, Facebook, you know, the big social media, I consider those part of mainstream media because they are. They are mainstream. Most people are on those platforms.
Yeah, and if you look at drugs in particular, like, you may not approve of it, you may not think that it's a good thing, you might think it's, you know, degrading our communities or what have you, but you still had zero victims. And in this possibility, someone was going to buy drugs from someone else. And now, how many victims do you have? You have the two people that are dead, you have all of their friends and family. I mean, how many victims have been caused completely unnecessarily?
Yeah, it's a health issue, not a government issue. And thanks for the call tonight, Tom. We do appreciate you. And people should be left to deal with it as they see fit rather than any government interference. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.